And that's what they'll want to dicker with, because you're responsible for the injury to that beautiful little sweetheart. Well, her soul is going to be greatly defaulted by the time she's through. She's also just doing her job. But these kinds of jobs will eat your soul alive. Anyway, when Overly said, well, we've got damages, I believe probably we could dicker with him for all $13,000 to $15,000. And Kiefer said, oh, is that all? Now this was coming through on the phone, all of you in the basement heard it. Rick, I believe you were there.
Dorma heard it.
Overly, you heard it. Am I speaking correctly?
Yes.
He knows he's due to get a portion of the first $100,000 that would be picked up in Rome by Meyerson. It will not be very much. All ones are completely stripped of all funds. But don't you think he would give you $5,000 of it to fight this case? All else can wait. All ones need to do is assure Linda that it's there. She's not even asking for it, except for fee money and enough to keep her in gas to run back and forth. Do you see, you don't have to have it. She has to believe it's there. And it's going to have to be on the basis of someone who meets with her, because she doesn't know John Jeffers. And she certainly doesn't know her tongue. You don't even have to produce it. Just present it in a business-like way that, lady, you know you're going to get it. Get at your work. This is also a system that must be changed. It has gotten to the point that you pay for all of your work before the fact, and then there's no way to recover, except to go pay more to a damn attorney for justice at some point, and then it's not. But if we can't get over this ridiculous little dwelling,
how in the world are we going to
get over a transition? And it can't be these two. They've already spent 4 hours with her,
Rick and Overly,
and Dorma's going to be bedridden.
But if we were to take a group of four in there, Rick and Overly and Al and myself.
I think, Rick, well, that's very good. That's up to you.
Because I never handled things like this before.
All you need is strength. And you have a nice, deep voice. And she will relate to it. You're not a young whippersnapper coming in there to teach her. You represent stability. And you turn and you point out the window and you say, you see that Mercedes sitting there, lady? I'm not a flake. Neither am I going to hand you $5,000. That's why I'm not a flake. You have just met Ms. Clark, the builders of this community, and then you show her. Now, can you do this job, Ms. Clark, to get this off the minds of the ones that have to finish these proposals and make these trips to Panama and Beverly Hills and do the business, or do we get another attorney? We believe you are the one. And in reward for all of your diligence over and beyond just getting a stay of execution, of crucifixion, we will give you 50% of all you save, between $100, which you know you can get this case settled for, and whatever the going price was on day of sale. Not only all damages reversed, what is a fair percentage for an attorney on damages?
A third?
A third, yes. All right. Go in there prepared with knowledge. I know that an attorney gets a third of damages when it is simple damages. We will also give you one third of all damages that you get covered. We will pay all fees. We're fine. Oberly has that in his pocket right now. You don't have to have it. If you learn the technicalities, as did Mr. Horn, he did not have to have a case. But he certainly had to walk into that courtroom knowing he could do it. And I want you ones, until you buck up your own courage, to know you can do it, and I am disappointed if you do not take me with you to kick you in the fanny. And remind you in your ear, you can do it. And if you decide who will say what before you get in there, what can she do other than accept and work her fanny off? Why didn't you go to Kate's, Oberly? Well, tell her you didn't go because she's it. And tell her you're convinced of it. You spent 4 hours being convinced. Let's give her something to live up to. She has lived over 60 years of her life waiting for this. Let's give it to her. But she earns it. Every one of you have to earn it. Nothing is just given to any. tell me now how you perceive it, John, please.
Outlined. And each person has to take a... Well, we have to make sure we cover all the points. I guess I have to take the lead on a lot of it. Oberly has already done a great deal to introduce her to this, but he'll have to substantiate a lot of this stuff about Panama and these other Beverly Hills brokers and such.
I would concentrate on Beverly Hills. She seemed a little leery of the mention of Panama. And also the other proposals is a wonderful idea, including the newspaper. I think that will have some kind of impact because she had a bad experience with cellular concrete. That didn't knock her down. So those are all solid, wonderful ideas that should be followed up on.
P-Soup will get her, bury her in pictures. Take her all those samples. The dome, what a beautiful... And all you have to do is put out those other proposals that go along with it. Skylink.
Hello.
I don't think we want to expose too much at the present time. Pick, say, 3 or 4 items that are major items that can be used for selling the concept to her. We've got something good going here.
She's also under the client attorney privilege, so anything we share with her is strictly confidential.
Well, you have some very good local items. Your best selling point is going to be that she will have read about the Capitol Hills development. And then you will tell her, and this remind her at this point, everything is confidential. Client relationship. She took the case. She took a retainer. Now she's obligated.
Has she taken it already?
She took it.
Okay.
And she's working this morning.
I would say before.
She worked yesterday.
When would we go in and talk to this lady?
The sooner the better. At this point, when you tell her that we expect total integrity in the client lawyer relationship. That it affects many ones about this town. And then I want you to tell her about John Nunes. And I want you to tell her that already the industrial area on Nunes' property off Tehachapi Boulevard is zoned, sewered, and watered to put an ABT, TerraBlock, Kakalafin, and at least one dome that will house a Costco type, home club type business.
You're flying too fast for me.
Well, other ones will get it down.
Okay.
Basically, your factories. You have enough space over there already zoned to handle those numbers of buildings. And that the domed centers as such for communications will go onto Capitol Hills and remind them that's called Techno something or other.
Technopolis.
Thank you. I have enough trouble with your English, much less the new ones you build.
Somebody really conjured one up there. Technopolis.
We'll have to go back through to this morning. I really put one on Dorma. She did not know who I was. We really went through clearance this morning. This cannot be my old buddy, Hatton. My old buddy wouldn't do this to me. He wouldn't touch my toes and hit me on the head with 2x4s and things. Not my old friend. Get out of the self-pity, children. your old friend is no friend unless I do that. And we're not going to sit and write 10 pages of longhand for you ones to mark up and pass out. We're going to start taking it in speed writing, abbreviated form. We can get more onto a page faster once we get familiar with it. And you can sound out, you know, when they stop teaching phonics to your children. You just did away with the ability to speak and read. So we're going to begin to write in phonics, rapidly abbreviating. And you'll find it will come easier for you to decipher. And we may move right into script at some point, where a figure means a paragraph. But we won't do it all at once. But we started this morning, and Oberle had no more difficulty getting through it, the portions that we did. And I will stop and make some adjustments. I'm learning too. It's the first time I've done it. And I will require that my brethren do it, if they wish to use the pen. You are not alone. For every step you take, the brethren here take it with you, and they are required to do their half of it. And they're not eager to learn speed writing. They already know everything in the universe. Why would they do that? It's a nitty little problem, so Dorma doesn't have to write a lot. No, it has nothing to do really with Dorma writing a lot. It has a lot to do with getting more covered in a shorter period of time. And it will reinforce in your minds that we're not in the newsletter business. And yet information has to be scattered. But those ones out there on the fringes are going to want the information. You're drawing to a rapid close, just dispersing. And here's where it just gets her. What if they all go away? And I ask you now, what if they all go away?
Still your job. We don't need them, we'll do it.
Thank you.
Cuts down on postage.
More than that, brothers, if you put it off until next year, they will still go away. And you'll be that far behind. If an amputation has to occur, you allow the hand to wither and sever itself from the arm. You cannot sacrifice the body that will do the bidding for the finger that drops away of gangrene. You give it everything it has needed for its blood supply. And then it either asks for blood or it drops away. I will sit in communion with any who wish to come, such as this. I will sit in communion with some who just come because you ones need it from time to time in the beginning with a new one. But just to come to experience the glory and the friendship and the beauty and the this, that, and the other for a weekend away from your drudgery of your own life and try to get a little more inspiration is basically ceased. I'm going to give food to the troops who are marching with the flag. And that means that when you need a session with Hatton for your soul, you call it. That does not mean that I expect you to go sit in your bathtub and ask for Hatton. That means I expect you to get on that telephone and say, Oberly, I need to visit with Hatton. I'm low. I either need a new hit with a 2x4 or I need some spiritual tenderness. And then when you come crying to me for spiritual tenderness, I'll probably hit you with a 2x4. But I love you. I am not weak. I am strong enough for all of us. But you've got to ask me. And when that barrier is finally down, it is like the child who really expects discipline of the parent and would push until you get it. I know you are confused and you have not pushed. Perhaps you should have pushed harder. If I have any criticism at all, it is, believe me, on the kindest side. You don't want to push me. And you would have no respect if I were otherwise. I told you early on, some smile and say, I'm the bully of the universe. I told you early on, I will be patient until I know that you know, and that I am very impatient. Wrong. I will always be patient. But I will make you live up to what you know you're capable of in your heart. And I will listen from time to time to all the picking. I'll even help you lick your wounds from time to time. That's also very, very hard for Dorma. When someone is throwing stones at me, and she's saying, give them the answer. If you know the answer, only that's not what she's saying. She's saying, somehow I ought to know the answer, and you're not letting me give it to them, Hatton. How can you leave me there? Well, she's got to learn too. And when there is no answer coming out of her mouth, it is because I've chosen not to give it to you. And yet I don't want to hit you hard enough to alienate you from me. And if you know how I am, you have a good advantage. Not as good as my advantage, because I know how you are. And this would not be taking place if I did not know. And I will not leave you to fall. And if you perceive that I have, go ahead and enjoy wallowing in your misery for a little while. Those are hurt feelings. Those are feelings of desolation. I want you strong enough that if in eventuality it required you packing up and moving out and moving back or elsewhere or to another state or to another portion of this world, you would know you are not forsaken. It is simply direction. And you will not always know in advance. You will rarely know in advance. That does not mean the baby crawls over to the edge of the precipice and jumps off. If I tell you I'm down there to catch you, still think very carefully about jumping off a precipice. But if you have a ladder in your hand, throw it over. or tie a rope around your waist or something. Don't go without question. But you better make your questions fast. And if you have to question whether I'm down there or not, you better be a little bit more careful. Some are ready to jump off the edge and trust me to catch. Some all the way down will say, I don't believe you're there, and sure enough, you're going to splatter. You have to grow into belief. You see, you can look around at all of the last 2 years and this dwelling and say, this could not have been done except from a higher level. And yet you've got to face this right now as if it were some big, horrible monster that has entered your life. Nothing has entered your life. Did you expect to get a $215,000 home without anything? No. Neither do you get salvation from a Christ hanging on a cross without anything. It's your expectations. These ones never expected it to be easy. The confusion in their mind is coming from what turns out to seem to be deliberate, because they saw no alternative. They didn't have money to fight it. And they did not trust me enough. And all of you sat here in disbelief and distrust, and why would I do this to you? Bullshit. I didn't do anything to you. I have given you the greatest piece of fruit you will ever get. And the minute you start treating it as that, let's turn that plum into a nugget of gold out there. You need money? Go get it. You can build a lot of damages, and you can go a long way if it were no more than half of $11,000. They got it. They expect you to pay it. Put it where it's at. If you get a judgment against them, Santa Barbara's big enough, they may expect to pay it and then try to get it back. The minute you file bankruptcy, they don't even expect to get it. You better expect to get it. And if you didn't have anything else on which to base your game, that would be enough right there. But you have to decide what you're willing to go get. And it would not be nearly so much fun hearing Dorma and Oberly tell about it after they win it as to get out there and get it done, the group of you. It would be unifying beyond all belief in your hearts. Because when you demand our help, you get it. S-B-T. Shorthand for so be it. Go on with your plan, please.
Well, how much time do we have before we get into this big... Well, we have to file these papers and so forth. We have to get Linda to do that. And she has agreed to do it, the first step.
Hopefully today.
We have to do this stuff today. And then what about the, how do we convince her? When should we go after her to convince her that we're serious about all this other big operation? We're not fly-by-nights or flakes. Should we do that? We can't do that today, I don't think.
She's going to San Luis Obispo tonight, so it has to be done today.
Well, what about the if she gets this set aside, how can we, much time do we have to get the rest of this, these papers in and so forth?
Nothing's changed on the paperwork as far as our delays are concerned. We go for the 2 weeks based on Rick's residence here.
And you perceive that as following delivery of something on your door?
Yes. We will get a delivery on the door, and that'll give us 5 days.
Does Linda concur with that?
Pretty much. She's had it happen to her. From the...
See, I want to be sure we're not taking a risk that's unassessed.
Well, there are no guarantees, but there are procedures.
Has a higher probability of success then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And during that 2 weeks, she would file a Chapter 13.
What about the fee for that?
It's less than $100.
Oh, well, right. Let's not worry about it until then.
Anyhow, that would be the next step beyond. Rick's filing costs nothing except half of his monthly rent.
Which, if you write a contract for services, you can write a contract, or you can pay them $50 and say his rent's only $100 a month.
Right.
Or you can be even more creative depending on the time you want to spend at it. And that is write a pre-rental agreement that in exchange for services. But make it small. They may make you put a monetary amount on it.
Sure they would.
So you decide which can be smallest. Get by with the very minimum of both time and expense. Because it will probably be forfeited.
So we have to go in and see Linda today, all of us.
Yeah.
And then you have to pass some more money to her. Does that happen before Wednesday?
Yeah. I'm ready with the... I have the $300, so I'm okay for today.
Bless Elizabeth sent $200. God love her. All you ones are not alone. You're really not alone. There are fewer of you than you want to face, but you're not alone.
Do you have the balance of the $750, prospects for it?
Well, I have prospect for it. I think we have money coming from the wind turbine thing. It's a week late now. I think it'll come in by Wednesday. If it doesn't, I can get Jean to pony up a little bit of money. Temporarily, you know. When the money does come in, then I can pay that back.
All right.
So I'm not out on a limb on the 750. I can manage that. I think what the commander has said and what is... would really be valuable for Miss Linda is for her to hear from somebody who has the money to say, don't worry about it. You know, when it's all over with, you'll get it. Hello? Speaking.
That's what they want me for.
Boy, oh boy. I'm in a meeting.
Maybe just push it on to pause for a second.
I presume so. I've got some other things to do. I really don't know.
I'll do it come hell or high water. Even if it costs me out of my pocket.
Well, son, it doesn't have to cost you out of your pocket. I want you to make a statement like that to that precious little attorney. And she will believe it. First, you're actors on a stage. And if you have to pay your audience to come, you're not very good actors. Hold it in your heart. It is the truth spoken firmly, strongly, And you have too much to lose, all of you, to lose these little rounds. I am not joshing. There are billions of dollars involved here. And you ones are the ones that will have to manage it. And everyone who was not willing to step out there is going to come and try to help you manage it.
I'll boot them out.
Thank you. And then you're going to say, my God, how you didn't tell us it was going to be this bad. Where there is money, it's bad. And you go then from selling on the basis of not giving anything to you mete out fairly for the contributions sometimes done now. There are many ones in the fringes waiting to reap rewards. There are many ones that are giving no money, but they are giving support in other ways, as is John Swanson, Carl Bryant. They are carrying their own load. They're giving affirmations, and you're getting help that you would get nowhere else. So you cannot judge it. There's no way to judge it. But you have to be the strong elements. And it requires greater strength to make the stand after the fact. And we're talking billions of dollars. We're not talking nickels and dimes. And that's going to bring out the worst in man. Look what I did, you'll hear. Well, I've been along all the time. I've been receiving. And I have been praying. And I have been this and I have been that. There are those who have been doing their job. There are those who have been waiting. And if we cannot get the job done, then the ones of you who are here to receive the greatest gifts of all for mankind will never reach the point of being able to receive them. And that's where you technical ones fit. You have a great contribution to make in between. But if everybody sits, there will never be any more than the in-between. We won't get there.
Do you perceive, Commander, that it would be viable for me to participate in this meeting with Linda?
Yes, you were there.
Commander, that it would be viable for me to...
I would like to have you there, for sure. The more the better, the more strength we have, spiritual and otherwise. Just so we don't overdo it.
I will send all of you that want to go, except Dorma. It is not time for her to get in there. You see, when she gets in there, they will become friends. And gossip, gossip, gossip. That's not what you need now. And you don't need a hysterical woman in there for business meeting. That also comes later. I'm really torn. This is a no-no again to tell you. I'm almost tempted to make her go in there and pack up that china and let her drop it. We'll get over two hurdles that way.
You're diabolical.
Now she's going to really give you a show on hysterics. And once again, I look at her heart, and it doesn't matter to her. She just doesn't want to go pack it up. It means digging out the garbage pits from under the floor that she moved it in.
You know, it's easier to throw it in the garbage. It's broken pieces.
Precious ones, it's easier to leave it in the cupboard and not move, isn't it?
How soon can we get with Linda and go into this?
I'll hold while you go call. Dorma is perfectly capable of typing, even through her hysteria, and her rates are very low. To get out when they come with the sheriff is they send in the moving crew. They move it into impound And then after 30 days, you are able to go buy your things back for 30 days. You hear me? Buy it back. That means you have to pay all damages, all costs, and then repurchase at whatever it would go at auction. So you don't want that to happen. But that's the worst that can happen. That's the worst that can happen. And if you are unattached to the things that they take, then you surely have faced the worst that can happen. Now that is not what we want to happen, but I'm telling you what the worst is. Now let's deal with what would happen. If it happened today, they will come and bring you papers that you got a stay of process. No one seems to know what that means, including the damn attorneys. Well, if you take what the judge wrote, stay of process, over to the sheriff's department, they may realize they made an error if they come to me move you out today. Because you have so far not had anything served. Supposing you were not in court. The judge said you were not in court, didn't he? Isn't that what everyone said? You're not here.
Right, you're not here.
Therefore, the assumption being, since you were not there on the 28th and you were not there on the 4th or 5th, you have nothing in your hand. Even a criminal either suspects, because he has committed a crime, that they will come and get him with handcuffs. Even the fellow who stopped at a red light and has his references checked and knows he has an outstanding warrant can halfway expect to go to jail if he's stopped. You have had nothing. 7 months ago, you got a piece of paper which you fought. You began dealing with him 7 months ago, over 7 months ago, after they did not do what they publicly claimed they would do. They must send you something, surely, or you are enhancing your case. We're going to go through this emotional mess here of packing because she needs to get the Christmas things down anyway. I've allowed her to keep the peace tree up. That gives strength. Today she will take it down and pack it up. We don't need the time spent later. But let us assume that it goes according to the way it should. Someone will come up, ring your doorbell, and hand you a paper and post something on your door. Then you can go into business to start delays. And if you do not get a good response when Rick goes over to the sheriff's department, no one knows anything about this delay, then you hire the ones at $100 an hour from Mr. Chavez's group or whatever is required, and you move it out and over into the apple orchard. Larry Skelly has offered. And then you recover expenses when it's settled. But you don't take those drastic measures, until you're confronted with it. I feel great withdrawal of energy.
Yes, John went to the restroom. And I think we're ready to terminate this conversation so we can get on with the others.
Very good.
We
what did you find?